You can deny all the things I've seen, all the things I've discovered, but not for much longer. Because too many others know what's happening out there.
I want to believe.
Hi, this is David Duchovny, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 Burnaby.
Cheese, please, you're so fine.
You want to listen all the time. Snarf, Dude, and Daffodil spin the hits. It's all cheesy music, they love it to bits. Well, Snarf, Dude is the man in the band. Finding cheesy music is his only plan. Daffodil is sugar, but she's also spice. She might be saucy, but she can be pretty nice. All the cheesy music, they can scrounge. You'll hear the favorites in the Limburger Lounge. Playing all that is wacky, warped, and weird. Ghoul and cheesy music is not to be feared. Celebrity slip-ups, polka, and more. There's even the stuff on the cutting room floor. There's weird instrumentals, people singing flat. So you know why we want to play that. Tornado on the radio, it flies by quick. All this cheesy music is kind of sick.
Cheese Please, in color. Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Welcome once again to another edition of Cheese Please. My name is Snarf Dude.
That would make me Daffodil.
Bringing you the wappy, wappy, warped, and weird.
The wacky, the warped, and the weird?
By Elmer Fudd. Each week on the show this week. And guess what, Daffy? It's that time of the year. I get out my bike and drive it around the bunker.
Or in the parking lot outside the bunker. One of the two.
Well, I have to confess, I haven't got there yet. I just bought the bell from the dollar store. Doesn't that sound great?
It's a good sound.
I got to put it on yet, but I think it's kind of cool. Yeah.
That way people will know to get out of your way.
What does John Davidson think?
That's incredible.
I know. It's good to know that he thinks it's incredible. As a matter of fact, John Davidson is on the show a little later on in our Celebrity Slip-Up. We haven't had him on for a while. On top of that, we explore the wonderful world of Canadian television series for children that have been forgotten and are just plain cheesy today. We focus on one called Treehouse, and the guy sang a lot. He drew things, and he got along with a lot of kids. Well, we'll tell you a little more a little later on. But we're starting off with some children's songs from the Cricketeer Marching Band. Get up off your chair and start marching as you hear this. The Diplomat coming up shortly, but we're starting off with 76 Trombones right here on...
Cheese, Please!
We'll be right back.
a show for the inner geek in all of us, pocket protectors and all.
You are a strange little man.
Cheese, please.
It's march, not run.
No, I was marching in my chair, Daffodil.
I know, you were marching a little too hard. You have to march on the beat.
Yeah, I know. The
it's not a sprint.
Sure, but it still takes a lot out of me. Cricketeer, marching band, and the diplomat. And before that, the trombone, 76 trombones by the Cricketeer, marching band, getting my daily exercise in right here on the show. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese, Please.
Bringing you the wacky, warped, and weird every week, and including a trip to North, to Canada, in a largely forgotten television series called Treehouse.
I don't think it's as forgotten as you think it might be.
Really?
Yeah, because the kids that used to watch it probably still remember it.
Ah, yes, that's
and
true.
And the thing about Treehouse is it is actually the original Canadian children's program, the first.
Really?
Because this started in 1972.
Okay.
2 years after Sesame Street went on the air.
Oh.
And unlike Mr. Dress Up and unlike The Friendly Giant, these people were Canadians.
Okay, that's right.
And unlike Romper Room, it wasn't based on an American format.
Oh, okay.
So what you had were a group of kids every week marching up to the treehouse. You had your host who sang and played guitar. You had different segments that were educational. You had exercises. And you had puppets. It had everything.
Yeah, and apparently he liked to draw a lot.
And there was also a drawing segment. And you know, by the time the show was getting ready to go off the air, the drawing segment featured computers.
Oh. Was that his real hair, though?
Yes. It's real hair.
I always wondered that. I saw a picture on the album. He's got white hair.
And they got so good at producing this show that they could put 26 episodes in the can in 2 weekends during the summer.
Wow.
So over 2 weekends, they shot an entire season's worth of shows.
Wow. That's worse than Jeopardy.
It is.
I know Jeopardy's pretty busy. Okay, we'll get into the album that was released for the television series. We're going to play a little later on Everybody Clap Your Hands and My Cow Don't Go Moo. Shortly, you'll hear Up, 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 The Top of the Hill. But we're starting off, all these songs are sung by Danny Coughlin.
And written by Danny Coughlin.
And he was the show host. We're starting off with the Treehouse theme on
Cheese Please.
Come with me, we're going to the treehouse. Everybody's welcome, come along with me. You can be free, way up in the treehouse. Everybody's welcome, come along with me. Tell everybody, we want you to know, you're always welcome right here on our show. So come with me, we're going to the treehouse. Everybody's welcome, come along with me. Tell everybody, we want you to know. Come on, treehousers, I'm with the show. So come with me, we're going to the treehouse. Everybody's welcome, come.
You're sitting where the fun is.
I'm going up, up, up to the top of the hill to see what I can see. I'm going up, up, up to the top of the hill. Would you like to come along with me? We'll take a good look all around.
Up on the hill, always try to get up there. I would agree. Before that, we had the Treehouse theme. As we profile the Canadian television series for children, Treehouse, as starred by Danny Coughlin, we get a couple more songs. Everybody clap your hands shortly, but we're starting off with My Cow Don't Go Moo. Well, that's good. Why not?
Well, it should go moo.
We'll find out why it doesn't right here on
Cheese Please.
Goes from day to day, never thinking.
seagulls cock-a-doodle-doo, cock-a-doodle-doo all day. What can you do when she won't go moo? Buckles cock-a-doodle-doo all day. So if someday you happen to see a cow who's cock-a-doodle-doo so strong, just have yourself a good old
Coughlin or Coughlin? What was it? Coughlin?
Probably Coughlin.
And everybody clap your hands. Before that, my cow, don't go moo, ending off our salute to the Canadian children's television series Treehouse from 1972 to when? 1990, was it?
Something like that.
And you have something to wrap it up, though.
I do. They also started bringing on special guests. Right. So they would have people come on and say how they became sports stars or musicians or pilots. Wayne Gretzky was on the show three times.
Oh, really?
One of the things that Gretzky said when he was on the show is that he remembered watching it when he was a little tot.
Oh, wow.
So it was influential.
Absolutely. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and now we're going to do this.
And now it's time for the Keys, Please.
I'm a preacher's kid.
Okay.
My dad was a Baptist preacher, and my mom, too. So we used to stand next to my dad at the back of the service, and people walk up and say, aren't you the preacher's son? I said, yes, I'm the preacher's son. The guy said, well, you're standing next to your dad there. You must be the preacher's son. I said, yes, I'm the preacher's son. The lady said, well, you look so clean. Are you the preacher's son? I said, yes, I'm the preacher's son. I said, Mom, I have no name. I'm just the preacher's son. She said, John Hamilton Davidson, you have a name. You're not the preacher's son. You're John Hamilton. Next Sunday, a nice grandma walked up to me and said, aren't you the preacher's son? I said, no, Mommy says I'm not.
Oh, John Davidson on the night show with Danny Cashman giving a rather bad joke.
It's bad, but not bad. But we're then going to play something that's sort of bad.
Oh, yeah. It's John Davidson doing Bob Dylan.
Oh, dear.
Don't think twice. It's all right. On?
Jeez, please.
It ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe. It don't matter anyhow. And it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe. If you don't know by now, when the rooster crows at the break of dawn, you look out your window, I'll be gone. You're the reason I'm traveling on. But don't you think twice, it's all right. Going down that long, lonesome road, yeah. Where I'm bound, I cannot tell. But goodbyes to the world, girl. So I'll just say, anyway, I ain't saying you treated me unkind. You could have done better. I don't mind. You just kind of wasted my precious time. Don't you think twice, it's all right. Wanted my soul, but don't you think twice, it's all right. Don't you think twice, it's all right. Don't you think twice, it's all right.
Keith Lees with John Davidson doing Dylan, and don't think twice, it's all right. John Davidson, as you know, and a lot of our audience knows here at Daffodil, I grew up with John Davidson on That's Incredible.
We all grew up with John Davidson on That's Incredible.
The early days of reality TV and the invention of the saying, don't try this at home. Even though this guy's just going to throw a baseball bat around and bash in windows, don't try this at home.
I always thought that was Super Dave Osborne.
No. Well, I think Super Dave Osborne was involved, but it started with John Davidson, and That's Incredible. John Davidson, of course, also hosted Hollywood Squares at one point.
Yes.
In the 70s, he had his own talk show up there with Merv and Mike Douglas. And now, last I heard, he has his own club.
Yes.
In Sandwich, New Hampshire.
Yes.
So there we go. My name is Snarfdude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to your weekly dose of, yes again, the wacky, the warped, and the weird.
Well, our lovely little world we live in of cheese.
Yes. And it's the tornado on the radio.
Well, yes.
Because it just flies by.
Yes, but it's the safe tornado on the radio.
Yes, because we don't always, sometimes we crash and burn, but not always.
Oh, yeah, but there's no real damage here in the bunker, you know. Maybe
just to people's ears.
Maybe a little dirt on the floor. You sweep it up. It's no big deal.
No, yes, the damage is to ears.
No,
not floors.
No liquid is actually used in the creation of this program, so we don't get much of a mess.
True.
Although I'm ready for the mop. I have the mop here for it. Just in case. You never know.
True. But if you don't soon do your thing, you're going to run out of time.
Oh, gosh, here we go. Ah, there it is. Open up the door. And the piece of paper has... Wow, look at that. Busy beavers doing row, row, row your boat. Brother John and three blind mice ending off the show this week. Until next week, folks.
Have fun, stay cheesy.
All right, Igor, how about row, row, row your boat?
Okay. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream.
Very good, Igor. Now, fellas, let's all sing row, row, row as a round. When everybody sings the same song at a different time. Just watch me. Sing, Igor.
Row, row, row your boat.
Now you.
Jolly down the row your boat.
Now you. The most famous round of all, Three Blind Mice.
Three blind
Sample of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil.